Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Vermont lacks a major metropolitan area and true ethnic diversity, but there are small pockets of foreign cuisines that can make life interesting. And there's one Vermont couple who are creating a small Turkish empire in Vermont. Here to tell us about it is Sally Pollack. She's a food writer for 7 Days. Sally, always great to see you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
What are the establishments that are making up this trio of Turkish delights?
There's two in White River Junction. One is called Tucker Box. It's a little cafe on the corner, and across the street from it, a store called Little Istanbul. And that's a gift shop with imported goods and spices, Mediterranean spices and Asian spices, and imported Turkish wines, but mainly sort of household goods and objects, and a restaurant in downtown Burlington called Istanbul Kebab House.
Now, the couple who own these businesses, they have a pretty interesting story. So how did Viral get to America?
Viral was born and raised in Istanbul, and he started working in the bazaars, the big markets there, as a child. And he'll talk about just the smells, the sights, the sounds that just awaken his and other people's senses. And he delights today in recalling those sort of sensory memories and inspiring other people to use the spices to cook. So he worked in these bazaars and markets as a child. And then after he did mandatory service in the Turkish army, he started working in restaurants and hotels and sort of food establishments and hospitality businesses in Istanbul. And he learned or was told that in order to advance, he really needed better command of the English language. So as a young man, he applied for and was granted a visa to this country. And he came to work at Bretton Woods Hotel, which is in the White Mountains. It's a beautiful old historic hotel with a big red roof that you sort of picture in the mountains of northern New England.
And then there's an incredible love story.
This trio of businesses sort of centers around a love story, or that's how it seems to me to be that way. I think it was the summer of 2006, about 2.5 years after Viral arrived. At Bretton Woods comes Jackie, whose name then was Jackie Heath, now Jackie Octay. She grew up in Jay. You know, there couldn't be two more distinct places in the world, Jay and Istanbul, home to 14, 15 million people. Jackie was a nursing student at UVM, and the summer after her sophomore year went to work at Bretton Woods as a cocktail waitress. And as Viral said to me, she was beautiful inside and out, and I fell in love. And she adored that summer, you know, for probably the same reason, but also she said it was just this beautiful sort of cultural melting pot with people from all over the country, all over the world working in this resort. And the cafeteria was just alive with different languages, people from all over. She had a great summer. By the end of the summer, the two of them were engaged. Mm-hmm. And then Viral moved to Chittenden County while she finished college. She's a RN with a specialty in cardiology and worked in various restaurants. And then they started opening their own.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack, a food writer for 7 Days, and we're talking about three Turkish businesses in Vermont. Sally, please walk us into Little Istanbul in White River Junction and describe what that's like.
So Little Istanbul, when you first walk in, it's actually the smell that sort of hits you. And it's at once exotic and warm and kind of mysterious. And then in the center of the room, there are these big, big glass canisters with spices from all over the world, you know, and that's what you're sort of experiencing. And then you look around, and the fact is I just don't like to shop. I don't shop, you know, I don't really want anything. But having said that, the exception might be Little Istanbul. They're just beautiful, beautiful objects and, you know, embroidered boots and sneakers and handmade leather bags and rugs and textiles and scarves and just really, and everything was sort of hand-selected by Viral, who went to Turkey and traveled around to artisans and craftspeople and shipped back these goods. And there's also Turkish wines that they said people asked about who are customers in their restaurants. And Jackie and Viral are working there together as they establish this third business, which opened this past summer.
Do you get the feeling that you're in, like, the bazaar in Istanbul?
You do. It's really neat because you're in the middle. I mean, White River is, you know, bigger than Jay, but that's not saying much. And it's just this feast for the eyes, really. And I stopped there recently and bought some spices. And I actually did buy one thing, you know, probably the first thing I've bought in years. And on the way home, stopped in Montpelier for a couple of hours and got back in the car. And the car smelled of these spices, you know, so it really does feel like, you know, you're in a different place. And Viral travels back to sort of shop more for the store. And across the street is Tucker Box, which is a lovely little restaurant with just delicious food. I met a woman there from Dummerston who said she travels an hour to get kebabs. And there's, I had delicious little zucchini fritters that Jackie grew the zucchini in her garden in White River. And there's, you know, spinach pies and falafel made with 12 spices from Turkey and hummus that from organic chickpeas that they import and such good grape leaves. Oh, delicious. And really excellent food. The chef there is from Istanbul.
And how is the restaurant in Burlington different from Tucker Box in White River?
It's, well, there's a rooftop garden.
That's right.
And I remember it was the weekend of the Brewfest. It was Sunday morning, and everyone in Burlington must have been hungover. I was literally the only person on the street. Sat outside on the sidewalk and had this wonderful breakfast. I like, I'd rather eat kind of savory foods at breakfast, and it was Turkish cheese drizzled with olive oil and sliced tomato and cucumber and soft hard-boiled eggs and this little ramekin. Everything's just done beautifully of honey and butter and bread on the side, so you could have your bread with just honey or butter or both. Just thoughtful presentation. And as you said earlier, it's nice to find food from other countries and other cultures in northern Vermont.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe and taking us to Turkey.
Thank you.